Chilkat Valley residents start a conversation about river access, and when reducing waste means more than just recycling. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Chilkat River is an important resource for subsistence and sport fishing, hunting and trapping, commercial tours, recreation, and more. On Monday, Chilkat Valley residents started a conversation about uses, conflicts, and maintaining access as the Haines Highway Improvement Project ramps up. Chilkat Valley residents use the river in a lot of different ways.
Gabriel Thomas saying subsistence, sport fish, hunt, trap, pretty much used that since I was born and raised here.
So. I mean, in Haines Rafting Company, and I subsistence fish and sport fish, and also use the river primarily for river put-ins and takeouts for the rafting business.
I'm Rich Chapel. I work for Fish and Game, and we do a lot of research projects to use the river, and also I recreate on the river, mostly for fishing.
I'm Ryan Cook. I hunt fish, subsistence fish, recreate, snow machining, everything at a property across from the Kicking Horse.
This conversation about accessing the river started earlier this year when Rainbow Glacier Adventures owner Joe Ordonez applied to expand his commercial tour permit. The company offers guided rafting on the Chilkat River. When the request went to the assembly, it generated a discussion about crowding at popular access points. One in particular was identified as an important area for salmon spawning. Another factor, the State Department of Transportation's Haines Highway Improvement Project is ramping up. Haines Tourism Director Carolyn Wooten led the community meeting.
It was real evident we needed to have a conversation as we start thinking about the highway project moving forward and identifying there's a lot of questions from people about what's going to happen when the road goes through. Are we going to lose access? Are we going to gain access?
Jim Scholl is with DOT. He said the state plans to do its best to maintain current access.
We work with Federal Highways, and what Federal Highways wanted and what we agreed is that we should maintain existing access points. If we absolutely have to close something down, is please restore access in a very close.
Residents discussed key access points along the river and conflicts that already occur in certain spots. This was just the first of what will likely be a series of meetings. The next is scheduled for April 30th. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Haines is already doing a lot to promote less waste, but this Earth Day, a recycling organization, is trying to take it to a whole new level. And as Daisha Eaton reports, the community has a big incentive to throw less away.
Every couple of months, Kelly Mitchell hauls boxes and bags full of cans, paper, and plastic in the back of her station wagon to the recycling center in Haines.
And this is probably my biggest one. I make a lot of paper trash.
It has become part of her routine.
A kind of a rabid sorter. I pre-sort at home.
Mitchell is one of many in Haines who rely on the center, which in 2017 shipped out nearly 300,000 pounds of recyclables with support from community membership and donations. The center is run by Haines Friends of Recycling, which started in 1999. It also takes larger items, such as appliances, for a fee. Like Mitchell, Jenny Reitz is an avid recycler.
We're using reusable bags, we're using reusable food storage.
On a shelf in her hallway are stainless steel water bottles and coffee mugs that she picked up from a secondhand store, alongside canvas reusable shopping bags hanging from hooks. But lately, she's been trying something new.
A big thing we're doing is composting.
Simplifying life through setting up her household with more reusable items, along with some other changes.
We're eating a lot of leftovers. We're trying not to waste the food that we do buy. That's a big one. And just trying to cut back on plastic.
One big change she made at her house in order to throw less away was simply not using paper towels. Instead, she bought flannel washable reusable napkins.
We still have this one roll of paper towels that we've had for a year, just for people that need it when they come over. But the cloth napkins are really all you need.
Reitz was inspired by this woman.
For my family, zero waste is not about recycling more. It's actually about recycling less by preventing waste from coming into our home in the first place.
That's Bea Johnson giving a TED Talk about the zero waste movement. The best-selling author speaks all over the globe about the idea of zero waste, which she's applied to her own home and outlines in her book, Zero Waste Home. Haines Friends of Recycling will host Johnson as part of their annual Earth Day celebration later this month. She shared her ideas with the European Parliament and the United Nations. Johnson is famous for producing just one small jar of waste a year for her family of four in the first year she tried out her zero-waste lifestyle. She does this through following the five R's: refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot.
The first rule is to refuse what you do not need. The second is to reduce what you do actually need. The third is to reuse by replacing anything that is disposable for a reusable alternative. The fourth is to recycle, but recycle only what you cannot refuse, reduce, or reuse. And finally, the last rule is to rot, which is composting.
And as it turns out, there's also an economic benefit. Johnson claims that her household cut their overall budget by 40% through the changes. And that is an exciting prospect in Haines, where it's expensive to throw stuff away. If you haul it yourself, it costs 27 cents per pound to dispose of garbage at the landfill, a privately owned company. Getting one can picked up curbside weekly costs $68 per month.
There is no such place as away. We always think, well, the garbage just goes away. There is no away. It either goes into a landfill where it just sits there, or it gets shipped out, and shipping it out is an expensive proposition, especially living where we do here.
That's Melissa Aronson, chairperson of Haines Friends of Recycling. She says recycling is important, but she hopes more people in Haines will begin to reduce their household waste streams altogether.
Everything that we can do to reduce that waste stream keeps things out of the landfill, keeps things from having to be shipped out to maybe a landfill someplace else.
As for Mitchell, back at the recycling center, she says she hauls all that aluminum, paper, and plastic around for future generations.
I don't have any kids, but I feel like it's important not to fill up the earth with trash.
A way of thinking that people at Haines Friends of Recycling hope just keeps on growing in Haines. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.